And that's nearly all we have time for this month, but you can find more space science in a recent edition of the Naked Scientist podcast, where we went looking for aliens and explored the origins of life on Earth. In that programme, we were joined by Jill Tarter from the SETI Institute, and she inspired this question from John Gammell. How will we know if we really do see evidence of intelligent life elsewhere in the universe?
And what Jill Tarter said was that what we're doing when we're searching for ET is we're looking for radio signals which we don't believe can have any natural origin in physical processes that we understand. So, for example, we might look at the radio spectrum of a star and we might see a very narrow band signal from that star, and we might know of no natural physical process that produces radio waves of a very specific frequency, and we might then conjecture that there was a planet orbiting that star with a civilization on it, with perhaps a TV station on that particular frequency. Now, in these searches, it's very difficult to quantify exactly how sensitive we are, because we don't know what kind of signal we're trying to look for, and we want to be as open-minded as possible about what that signal might look for. The best way to quantify how sensitive we are is to ask, if the aliens looked exactly like we do on Earth, how far away could you detect that with current telescopes? And with the square kilometre array that we were talking about earlier, and a two-minute pointing on a star, you could detect the Earth at a distance of about 10 light years and see that it appeared to have TV and radio channels on particular frequencies. So that takes us out to the nearest few dozen stars, and with longer pointings, you could get to probably many tens or hundreds of our nearest stars. Now, interesting question. What would we do if we saw a signal from one of these stars? Well, it would be subject to very intense scrutiny. And thinking back about the history of radio astronomy, I can think of one example where researchers did briefly think with some seriousness that they might have seen ET, and that was when pulsars were discovered. These are sources in the radio sky that blink tens or hundreds of times a second. And at the time, the researchers on that project didn't know of any process that could flash that fast. With a bit more thought, they realised this could be neutron stars that they were seeing, and in fact, this was the first time that a neutron star had been seen. So if we see one of these unexpected signals from a nearby star, I think there'll be very intense research into what could be producing a signal. There'll be monitoring of a signal to see whether it changes, and it might well turn out that it's a physical process that we weren't expecting, but I think that would be a very big reward for the research in itself, even if it doesn't turn out to be ET. So I certainly think looking for unexpected radio signals could lead us in some very exciting directions.
So the telescopes that are being used for the search for extraterrestrial intelligence might actually turn up some really interesting science, even if we never get a confirmed sighting of intelligence outside our own solar system.
Yes, and I think it's a good point that often, although you have to write a science case to justify when you build a new observatory what science you think it will produce, often the very best science is that which you weren't expecting at all. It's for things that you couldn't even make predictions about when you were writing the science case.